Patrick says the task force will develop model action and training plans and recommend site improvements, which individual school districts can adapt and implement to keep students and staff safe. It will include the state secretaries of education, public safety, and health and human services, along with educators, police, and emergency management officials. Andrea Cabral is the state secretary of public safety. She says the biggest challenge is creating an open environment where kids feel safe without putting them on edge.
We do not, specifically do not, want to try to increase their anxiety level. Everything that they see and hear and read about all of these other school shootings or other major events or tragic events at schools increases their anxiety level, and that interferes with their learning. So that's part of the reason why this is a cross-secretariat effort.
Cabral says she thinks the task force can be creative and use technology to minimize the amount of obvious security measures put in place.
You don't want children going into schools and feeling as though they're, everything that they do, they're constantly being watched, or there's almost a heavy law enforcement presence, and it can be very difficult to balance those two things. But all of the parents there said, you know, I don't like the idea of metal detectors, but I think they're necessary.
When signing the executive order creating the task force, Governor Patrick said no child will be able to succeed academically if he or she doesn't feel safe in school, and no teacher will be able to educate properly if he or she isn't confident there are emergency plans in place. Cabral says currently safety plans are approached on a localized level, and whatever standards are recommended need to be flexible for all districts and their varied resources.
Certainly security cameras, certainly looking at physical plants of schools and trying to decrease blind spots, places where you can't see what's going on, looking at access and egress points, what kind of identification has to be produced, even what kind of security personnel you have on site, and is there a difference between the security personnel you might have inside of a school versus those that might be outside of a school.
While Cabral says the task force will focus on the potential of violence in schools, its scope won't simply be on an active shooter scenario. Also with the voice on the task force is Kathy Betts, Assistant Secretary for Children, Youth, and Families in the state's Office of Health and Human Services. She says a school's social atmosphere is a major focus as well.
Anti-bullying programs are very important, that everyone appreciates and adopts those. And we heard a lot yesterday about parents who are worried about social media. So bullying on social media is you know, a growing problem across the country. And so those are the kinds of things that need to be addressed so that when a child goes to school, they can feel secure.
Governor Patrick has asked the task force to make its recommendations before the start of the next school year. Meanwhile, in Connecticut, the state commission charged with reviewing public safety policies and making recommendations about school safety, mental health, and gun violence prevention held its 17th meeting Friday. The Sandy Hook Advisory Commission was formed in response to the school shooting in Newtown in December 2012 that killed 26 administrators, children, and teachers. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.